miles per hour. Barometer at 30.08. No precipitation today. 27/100ths of an inch yesterday here at the studios. Right now with cloudy skies, we're at our overnight low. It's 43.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, ABC News at 6, is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home, along with Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The incoming president soaking up the 2024 White House win, surrounded by friends like Sylvester Stallone and Elon Musk. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
President-elect Trump at a Mar-a-Lago gala.
Nobody knew we were going to win it the way we wanted.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's nominee for health secretary, also in attendance. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead one of the biggest departments in the government, which includes the CDC and FDA and oversees Medicare and Obamacare. Kennedy recently said if given the opportunity, he would shake things up and potentially fire top employees.
Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic who wants to remove fluoride from the country's drinking water. At that gala, Trump did not mention former Congressman Matt Gaetz, his pick for attorney general. The House of Representatives, which had been looking into obstruction of justice and sex trafficking allegations against Gaetz, has been dropped. There is an increased fire risk in the Northeast this weekend, where many areas have been experiencing extreme drought. This is ABC News. The FAA investigating a bit of a scare in the air over Hawaii. An American Airlines flight had to make what's being called an expedited climb to miss a mountain. After takeoff from Honolulu, the plane continued safely on to Los Angeles. Care chain Advance to Auto Parts now says it will close around 700 locations by the middle of next year. No word yet on how many jobs will be lost. The company says sales have been sluggish, with people cutting back on working on their own cars. And it's finally here. Maybe not a battle for the ages, but definitely a battle of the ages.
Mike Tyson squaring off against Jake Paul. The 58-year-old Tyson slapping the 27-year-old YouTuber turned boxer at weigh-in. Paul shaking off Tyson's slap. The showdown is the first ever live boxing match on Netflix, Tyson's first professional bout in nearly 20 years. The rules will be slightly different from a typical match, with shorter rounds and heavier boxing gloves lowering the chances of a knockout.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the fight set for later tonight. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
An update on sports is courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto and also the Richland Hospital. Number one, Oregon and Wisconsin meet Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium for the first time since the Ducks' thrilling 28-27 Rose Bowl victory over the Badgers on New Year's Day of 2020. The two programs were on equal footing back then, but have gone in different directions since. The Badgers hoping to pull an upset against a number one team this weekend. Well, elsewhere in football last night, Saquon Barkley rushed for 146 yards and two fourth-quarter touchdowns, and the Eagles stretched their lead in the NFC East with a 26-18 win over Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. One game in the NBA, Utah 115, Dallas 113. And from the NHL, the Rangers 3-2 over San Jose, Tampa Bay 4, Winnipeg 1, New Jersey 6, Florida 2, Philadelphia 5-4 over Ottawa in overtime, and Buffalo 1, 4-3 over St. Louis, also in overtime. Minnesota 3, Montreal nothing, Dallas 7, Boston 2, Edmonton 1 in overtime over Nashville 3-2, Seattle 3, Chicago 1, and the New York Islanders beat Vancouver. That final score was 5-2. And that's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
A high of 53 today with light and variable winds. Also for tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low down to 34. Tomorrow, 54, and maybe some light rain coming in Saturday night. Sunday, 54. 52 Monday before a soaking rain by Monday afternoon. East-southeast winds are at 4 miles per hour. We are at a new overnight low. It is 42 degrees at WRCO Country and Community. As we get to it on a Friday. Good luck.
I work, 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 day after day. 50-hour week, 40-hour pay. I don't time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running, I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. All my life I spend this way, $1 short and one day late. One rung lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, I'm always running behind. If I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Lord, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Maybe
you can relate to that one. Always running behind. Coming up, we'll talk to Bad Tom Mueller right here on WRCO Friday morning.
Well, south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well. Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more in trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole downtown. Better than old King Kong. And meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too.
fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville joins us. Well, Tom, I haven't seen any snow yet, have you?
Well, you know what? I did see some on the news in Colorado, but that's not close by. But it's nice to know it's coming eventually. But we do have some programs to encourage you to come in. Currently, our Aaron's line has up to $150 off for discounts on some of the deluxe models. And we also have a $50 attachment deal where you buy $50 worth of attachments and you get 2 years more on your warranty. So it goes from 3 to 5 years. So it's a really good program. In the past, it was been used differently, but it's a good program if you're looking at long-range owning a product that'll last 50 years. So knowing that, here at Miller Rittman, we handle the Aaron's line, and we also handle the Husqvarna line, and Husqvarna's got a great product as well. We basically range from about $900 and up. So if you're thinking about a snowblower or a thrower, you're looking at something that's going to last 50 years. So keep that in mind. I know it's not fun to talk about, but you know, Phil, the honest truth is the heat degree days every year stays about the same, within a half a degree. So if we have a very mild fall, more than likely we're going to have an extremely cold winter or an extremely cold spring. So we all have to look at the facts that things don't change from year to year that much. But we've had some awful good weather, and thank you for that, Phil. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Absolutely. See, what I always say is snow is inevitable, but the longer we can push it off, that shortens up winter perhaps, right?
It does, except that if it's mild, you could have a very late spring. And sometimes those snows in March aren't so fun, and if they come in April, it's very frustrating for a lot of people. But neither nor. I always say be prepared, and if you've ever been thinking about a snow thrower, now's the time to do it. Along with that, our company has a great program going on right now with electric tools. Our electric brand, of course, is Husqvarna, and the homeowner items have 20% off right now. That's just unheard of. It's a great deal, and these machines are designed so you can interchange batteries and go back and forth and et cetera. And that also includes our walk-behind self-propelled mower that's electric, and that's 20% off. So that's a really good deal right now. If you've been thinking about a self-propelled mower and you want to go electric, this is one of the more commercial style. And with 20% off, it gives you a great chance to buy it. Also, our handheld blowers, we have a couple of them that have basically $70 to $80 off, and we have some chainsaws that are $80 to $120 off right now. So these are on the gas side. So keep that in mind. Husqvarna always has programs. They revert from month to month. Otherwise, our entire Husqvarna line for the balance of this year will have a standard 10% off on all items. So that makes it very easy for people to realize that we're the place to come because basically we buy in large quantities. It allows us to pass on the savings. And because we do that, we want you to come here. That 10% off is not available elsewhere. So keep that in mind as far as you're doing business with us. We want to make sure you're happy. When you come down, you're going to come into the largest showroom probably in the area, filled with lawnmowers, 29 different models, and of course a lot of other things. We are in the lawnmower business, and we're also in the rental business. So everything's inside. We have, all together with all of our space and everything, we have about 27,000 square feet. So you don't have to be out in the cold to look at things. You can come right inside the door. Phil, we're not hard to find. We're here at Dodgeville, Wisconsin at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, their lights were on this morning, so another day. So we'll hope they stay there for a while. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. If you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site, you'll see not only our specials and all the other things, but you'll see our rental rates and et cetera. So if you've never rented anything, go to our rental rates and it tells you what the charges are. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, and you'll have a chance to see our used. And by the way, we've got some great buys on used, and we are trading on a regular basis. We have quite a few more in just recently, so keep that in mind. But the best thing is understand that we're Aaron's, Gravely, Husqvarna, Wacker, Nissan, and Landmaster, Landmaster's UTV line. Everything's on sale right now. There really is some fantastic deals, but you won't know unless you show up. So stop in and visit us. You'll find out that we're very friendly, not afraid to help you out, and we won't steer you wrong. We'll take the time and make sure you end up with the right product.
You're always swinging deals. You're a real swinger there, Tom.
Well, hopefully not the way you're thinking.
Tom Mueller, Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for our Friday report.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you love vinyl records, listen up. This Sunday, November 17th, Mastodon Records in Richland Center presents a special sale featuring great deals on vinyl records, top quality records from a local estate, and area vendors who will be offering records, CDs, DVDs, and other memorabilia. Everyone is welcome to stop by Mastodon Records at Okooch Books and Libations this Sunday from 10 until 3. It will be a great time to shop for the vinyl record enthusiast in your shopping list. Celebrate music, a collection like no other, and other surprises at Mastodon Records special sale Sunday in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
6:21, among the things to celebrate today, it is Pack Your Mom's Lunch Day. So there you go. The youngsters, instead of mom packing up, they can pack mama's lunch. So well, that's a really good idea there. Take that in and, you know, I don't know, maybe treat mom with a Hostess Twinkie in there or something for a dessert. Yeah, used to have those back in the day. Boy, I could trade a Hostess Twinkie and get a barbecue from Hot Lunch or something, you know, and some poor kid just ate a Twinkie for their lunch, but that's all right. That was, you know, that was kind of the perils, the good and bad of trading. 6:30 report is coming up in just a little bit. This is Chauncey Williams. Adios.
Thought she was gonna leave me face down in broken hearts, hell. Kick me to the curb on lonely heaven. She thought she'd turn this cowboy's neon blue. Thought she could do better, but who's better off now? Didn't think I'd ever get over her, but look how the tables have turned. Well, I'm good with goodbye, as long as it comes with a bottle of salt and lime. With the sun still shining, it'll be a good day.
Tiger Lily Gold and I Try to Ring On. On a Friday morning, news, weather, and sports coming up in just a little bit here. It's been a quiet week sports-wise for Wisconsin, other than, I guess, a couple of Bucks wins, but it'll be good to have the Badger football team back in action and also the Packers and playing some team from Chicago, I believe it is. Anyway, coming up on Sunday, you can hear that Packer broadcast here on FM 100.9 WRCO, beginning with a pregame time at 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows trended lower. Holstein bull calves sold up to $550, with beef crossbred heifer calves up to $650. The beef slaughter cows sold 105 to 122, dairy cows 80 to 106. Friday, November 15th, feeder sale. A few consignments included 33 black and red steers and heifers that weighed between 7 and 750, 18 black steers and heifers, 6. 7 Holstein steers weighed 4 to 450, 25 black crossbred steers weighing 6, and 9 6 to 800 pound beef steers. We had a lot of other packages too. Our next feeder sales after this will be on Friday, December 6th and December 20th. We'll have a hay sale on Wednesday, November 20th, and our December hay sales will be on December 11th. Next week, we'll have a schedule of our sales for over the holidays. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs. A couple items I'd like to mention. The Kickapoo High School will be holding a blood drive on Thursday, November 21st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Kickapoo High School gym. And M&M Christmas trees will be open for the season on Friday, November 29th, and we'll be offering over 200 fresh cut trees along with 500 choosing cut trees. Also, we'll have wreaths and roping available. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local livestock market, serving the farmers of our area.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center for our fall open house now through Saturday.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update today is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs for all of your business sign needs. The forecast for today calling for a high of 53, cloudy conditions, and tonight a little cooler, 34 before tomorrow, 54 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, it is 42.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Wisconsin's court system faces a case backlog and attorney shortage. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler raised both issues during her State of the Judiciary address this week. Ziegler said some counties have actually increased their backlog. The felony backlog currently stands at about 12,000 cases, which is a slight increase from where the courts were this time last year. Ziegler said a pool of reserve judges is helping address the backlog, but a shortage of attorneys contributes to that problem, particularly in rural counties. A 2021 state bar report found seven counties with no attorneys. Ziegler said access to justice is seriously compromised when members of the public who are exercising their constitutional right to be represented by counsel with an attorney cannot obtain one. A group of Native American burial mounds was found in Milwaukee's oldest cemetery. A group of researchers from the Ho-Chunk Nation, UW-Milwaukee, Marquette University, and the State Historical Society have uncovered two burial mounds at Forest Home Cemetery. Those mounds were originally mapped in the 1800s by city planner Increase Lapham, who apparently tried to protect them in the cemetery's design, but were later sold as plots by the owners of the cemetery. Plans to preserve the mounds are now pending. A report shows a total of 765 fentanyl-related cases in 2023, up 84 from 2022. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state legislature to invest in crime labs to improve staffing for these cases. Call says the state crime labs are essential to protecting public safety and ensuring criminal investigations and prosecutions lead to justice. The AG says DOJ has made enhancements in technology at the crime labs, which should improve the way cases are tracked. DOJ typically releases its annual report in late summer, but it was delayed until this week as the agency dealt with an audit. A new initiative is helping connect local schools and hospitals and creating new opportunities for students. Wisconsin Hospital Association Vice President of Education Lee Ann Larson says the goal is to fill the healthcare workforce pipeline while also creating a pathway for stable careers. Larson says grant money will create the chapters in high schools, which help provide students with opportunities to explore healthcare careers and experiences. 30 local hospitals and 23 high schools are taking part in the program. A beloved hippopotamus at the Milwaukee County Zoo is dead. Longtime zoo resident Patty, the river hippopotamus, was put to sleep on Sunday. Patty recently turned 55, which is considered extremely old for a hippo. Her health had been declining for some time, and she was no longer coming to eat or move from the water she used to like. Vets say Patty was suffering from severe stomach ailment. The normal lifespan of a hippo in captivity is about 35 years. It's the last of four supermoons of the year this week, Friday and Saturday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. You'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again until October 7th of next year. That's when we get three supermoons in a row. It'll move close and look big again on November 5th and December 4th next year. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon, because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. Next month's full moon will be called the cold moon. The 97th National FFA Convention and Expo was held last month in Indianapolis, featuring many activities and events. One of the events featured was a speaking competition. Richland Center FFA alumnus Simone Sirian earned the honor to speak at the National Convention.
I have done speaking events in the past. The one that I went to Nationals for this year is a little bit different, a little bit more challenging than the other ones. So this one revolves around agricultural topics. So what happens is you go to the competition and you grab three topics. They're all agricultural based. And then from those three topics, you pick one, and then you get 30 minutes to write a 5 to 6 minute speech, depending on what you grab for that topic. And then you have 5 minutes of questioning from the judges. So how that goes is you have your districts, and then you have your sectionals, and then you have state, and then the state winner moves on to nationals. So, yep, I won state in June, and then I was able to go participate in Indianapolis.
The competition featured many high school FFA members from around the country. Simone graduated from Richland Center High School in May, but qualified to advance to national competition when she was still a senior. The topic she spoke about was to choose through the process of elimination.
So when I drew my three topics, the first two that I drew, I had no idea what they were about. They were some weird acronyms that I've never heard of. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then my third topic I drew was revolving around food waste on a national scale. So basically what it was saying was like strategies to be able to eliminate food waste, or how can we reduce that at a national scale. So within my speech, I gave three strategies. How I like to set my speeches up is my introduction, and then why it's a problem, what's going on with this, why is it so important to the agricultural industry. And then I gave my three strategies, which were about consumer education, sustainable agriculture, as well as my third one being policy and regulations. And then I closed it out with my conclusion.
Congratulations to Simone Sirian on a job well done at the FFA National Convention, and best of luck in your college career.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
The forecast calls for a high of 53 with cloudy conditions. Tonight, a low of 34, so a bit cooler. Tomorrow, again, still mild for mid-November and a high of 54. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds and 54 degrees. We have an east wind at 2 miles per hour currently after yesterday's high of 49, a 44-degree midnight reading. It is 42 degrees.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at weekend high school events and details on the Packers and Badgers getting ready for games.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G.
State semifinal high school football games will be played in the area and across the state tonight. Travis Wilson of WizSports.net called it an exciting time.
Great games all around, neutral sites for this level, and you know, getting down to the best of the best. There's only four teams left in each division, so you know, we're down to the cream of the crop.
In Division 7 tonight, Potosi-Cassville meets Kenosha St. Joseph at Madison Memorial High School. Division 6, Belleville, an eighth seed, will be taking on Lomira. That's at Oconomowoc. And in Division 5, Prairie du Chien will face Stratford. That's at Wisconsin Dells High School. 11-player games tonight. The 8-player state championship tomorrow pits Lena St. Thomas Aquinas against Owen Withy. Changing of the season as well, a few high school girls basketball scrimmages tomorrow as those teams get ready for the season. Hillsboro and Riverdale among the teams at Richland Center's girls basketball scrimmage tomorrow, and River Valley will travel to Oakfield for a varsity and JV scrimmage where only team members, personnel, and coaches are allowed. No fans or parents allowed for the scrimmage tomorrow at Oakfield. On the state of Wisconsin scene, head coach Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers face the biggest test of the 24 football campaign when Oregon comes to town. The Ducks are the top-ranked team in the country. This will be the 20th time in a Badger history that Badger team has taken on a number one-ranked opponent. Dating back to 1942, Wisconsin is 4-15 in those games. The most recent was a victory over Ohio State in the 2010 season. The Packers get ready for the Bears on Sunday. Jaden Reed was experiencing this longtime rivalry for the first time last year.
It's a fun game to play, and honestly, just, you know, that was my first game being back at home, you know, my NFL career. So, you know, that was a pretty fun game to be a part of. Obviously, competitive game every time we play, especially, you know, divisional opponent.
Last night, Saquon Barkley rushed for 146 yards and two fourth-quarter touchdowns, and the Philadelphia Eagles stretched their lead in the NFC East with a 26-18 win over Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. Jalen Hurts ran for the go-ahead touchdown for Philadelphia after he was evaluated for a concussion following a hard hit in the second quarter. The Brewers have announced a new starting time for weekday games during the 2025 Major League Baseball season. The season will start with Milwaukee in Yankee Stadium for an afternoon game March 27th. That contest will be broadcast on ESPN. Regular season home games will start at 6:40 Central Time for games Monday through Thursday. In the past, start time has been 7 p.m. Friday games will start at 7:10. The Badger volleyball team will be doing battle this weekend. As they get set for more action, they took on USC this week. Also in college football and basketball action going on this weekend, plenty of games in the WIAC as WIAC teams start their basketball campaigns as well. And that is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
See ya.
kiss me in the car. Yeah, I said that to June. I said, hey, well, why don't you kiss me in the car? No, no, we have a house. Well, can you kiss me in the house? No, no. Anyway, that's the way it goes.
It comes from Mississippi and down in Alabama, creeping like a fever all across the land. From deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it. They want to hear some more. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum. Playing the guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock. Doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis, down in Tennessee. Or it drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as it's greasy, as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum. Playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock. Doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. It sounds so good. It's the hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum. Playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock. Doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. So when the heat starts to rise and then you gotta blow some steam, take a ride down the river, you'll see just what I mean. The juke joints jumping when that cat goes on. The whole place is shaking, there's a something going on. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum. Playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
Marty Stewart and their little hillbilly rock this morning on a Friday morning, November 15th. It is 41 degrees.
When your car needs attention, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the place to go. We offer high-quality repairs and unmatched customer service. Our free loaners ensure you're never left without a ride. With a reputation built on trust and excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is dedicated to keeping you and your car happy. Choose us for your auto body repair needs and see why we're the best. Drive in today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Are you looking for some entertainment treasures? Visit the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center, where they're offering a huge 50% off all media items, CDs, DVDs, VHS tapes, records, albums. If it's media, it's half off. From the oldies but goodies to hard-to-find classics, they've got an amazing variety just waiting for you. Open Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4. Stop by, explore, and uncover incredible finds. The Family Thrift Shop, where every visit is a treasure hunt.
Good morning, kids. It is currently 41 degrees at WRCO as we head toward the weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Hopefully all your plans go as planned. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more Silver Dollar hanging out by Silverado. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I'll never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now. Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You ruined damn near everything I love. I can't go nowhere near the whiskey, cause you used to drink it with me in the bed of my truck.
News from ABC is coming up from WRCO Radio. There's always someone who has more problems than you.
She named me Dale, Darryl, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands. The fans all cheered the second I arrived. The loudspeaker said the boy's born to drive. We didn't have money for a pacifier, so I sucked on the valve off a Goodyear tire. A 7-pound, 8-ounce son of the South, born with a taste for racing in my mouth. She named me Dale, Darryl, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I got my first real stock car when I was 9. I know what Mama bought off
7 million time trial. The man's hurt, mama ought to be ashamed. But by the way, son, tell us what's your name. I told him Dale, Darryl, Walter, Richard, Teddy, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. Awesome day.